Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app, www.techwebcast.info.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast episode 103 on Skype. We have Jesse Taylor, Bob, Dylan, and Jason. What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up? And Jesse, special guest, you're on the podcast a while back, mate.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah.
All good, mate. All good. We're going to get your views on the Tech Webcast application and what other stuff you've been working on the past few months.
Can I just say, I think it was hilarious that you said Bob Dylan is on this show.
Bob Dylan? I didn't say Bob. I said Bob.
Yeah, you said Jason, Bob Dylan, and
oh, shit.
Jesse.
Okay, anyway, Bob Dylan's here anyway. Hey, Bob Dylan.
Hey. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Jesse, what's been going on, mate? Any new apps out, mate?
Well, I think, you know, the last time we talked, we had just gotten out the first version of the... this weekend, or it hadn't quite gotten out yet.
Yeah, no, it wasn't out when we talked last, no.
Okay, well, that one finally shipped. That was also a harrowing App Store experience as well. It's interesting when you're on a 3G network as opposed to Wi-Fi. You know, the rights, frankly, that Apple signs into to deal with the phone companies are a little different. And so, you know, some of these restrictions come from those. You never really know, of course. But basically, you know, over 3G, and this was what I was thinking might be the problem with some of the Tech Webcast follow-up apps that had trouble with, you know, getting through the store, was that that they really wanted us to re-encode the low audio, low video stuff if it was beyond 10 minutes and non-streaming. And they introduced this in between, you know, shipping one app and shipping another. And, of course, you know, it added an extra 10 or 12 days or something to the release. And, yeah, you know, it's I guess once you get it out the door, all's well that ends well. But during that period, it sure is annoying. Because, of course, you have to resubmit it, you know, and this takes another 10 days or something.
Yeah, for sure.
So you feel like you've been punished.
Yeah. But anyway, it's out anyway now, and that's good. I have to say it's a great application. I use it all the time. And I hear Lon Harris is not doing the show anymore, not doing the shows anymore. Is that correct?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that he's doing other stuff, but I thought that he was... at least around sometimes. But, you know, those guys, they're adding so many shows right now, I can't even keep track of who's who.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're putting those new shows into the queue.
Yeah.
But, you know, it in their case, they have a lot of transcoding to do to get each one of these shows, you know, online. And so some of them come on quickly and get updated a lot, and others not so much. But yeah, that's a lot of video shows they're doing now. There must be 10 or 15 shows being broadcast each week, which
you know, Lon's doing his own show now. He sent me a message on YouTube the other day. I think it was him that, or somebody sent me a message and told me that he was doing a show on YouTube, and it's youtube.com/LonsTV. He's doing Monday through Friday YouTube videos every week.
Yeah, that's good. Great stuff. And Jesse, can I just get your view on the Tech Webcast app, mate? What do you think of it? Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks, mate.
It looks great, and of course you guys have great graphics, and, you know, that all helps.
Thank you.
You know, also, by the way, Blue Bilby has the best logo, I think.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if that's like a puppy dog or if it's some kind of wallaby.
It's a bilby.
Okay.
Is it a kangaroo?
Australian marsupial.
I thought it was a kangaroo at one stage, but I was
wrong.
It was originally a kangaroo because I did it brown, and I was going to have something like BitRoo. It was going to be Bit for like computer bits and then Roo for kangaroo, and then I thought that sounded a bit dumb. I wanted something a bit more similar but Australian-like, so I was thinking what other things, and when over most other countries have the Easter Bunny, but there's one thing in Australia they sometimes do, well, they do every Easter, but you don't see it a lot, is the Easter Bilby, which is a sort of a marsupial, which is a sort of a bit like a smallish kangaroo cross mouse kind of thing. So I thought, well, rather than redoing the whole logo, which I've already done, I'll just use the photo application and change it to blue. And now I've got a blue bilby.
Nice.
It looks a bit like a kangaroo,
you know,
but
it's funny how these things work out, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know, I liked that other domain. That was very cool. One of the things that is just happening over here in New York City is a company called Meetly, which is just MT.ly.
Interesting.
One of the shortest URLs I've ever come across, and we haven't quite got the product done, but of course there will be an iPhone version of it, and it's all about, you know, helping people meet up and stuff. So, you know, you can say you heard about that here first, but I wish we had some sort of, you know, marsupial as our logo. But seriously, guys, great job on the app. You know, I think it works great. I mean, it might be a little more obvious to the first time user, you know, where you tap to actually play the, you know, cast. But you know, it's pretty clean and clear, so I got through it quickly and easily. I can see that it's, you know, a lot of well-designed, you know, web page stuff, and that's great. And it's connecting to Twitter, and you know, it's looking good. So
that's good,
you know,
man.
You know, the question is, where do you guys want it to go?
I'm not sure. I want it to go anywhere at once. I don't know. What about you, Jason? What do you think of it?
There's not really a lot I can add to it. And Apple said if I submit it again, they'll reject it. So I'm not willing to do any changes.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I want it to go to the moon.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I just want to use the damn thing. Jeez, I just want an iOS device.
Don't worry, Dylan. You'll be getting one this week, mate.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So you guys, have you updated your iOS devices yet? Jesse or Jason?
Yeah, I got the latest 4.2.1 thing, and it disabled all my music, so I had to wait till I got back from work and resync it to get my music and podcasts all back.
Oh, okay.
All the apps were still there, but there's some bug that a bunch of people have come across, and all you do is just resync it.
Yeah, but I've got that on its 3GS.
Yeah, first time you do the upgrade, and then it reboots, and then it does a sync, and then I just walked off to... I left it because I didn't know the music would be gone. It happened the last time I had an update 2 to 4.1 or whatever, but when you open up the iTunes app, it said, no music found, but you just hit sync, and then it does something to the library, and it goes, oh, there is music here. Yeah, now I remember. It's not like deletes it. It just forgets how to read it.
Okay. What are your favorite features about the update in the update, Jason?
Well, I don't really have a lot of stuff different for me. I mean, if I get an Apple TV, I'll be able to use the AirPlay, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, AirPlay's good. AirPlay's
apart
good.
From that, I don't have a printer, so I'm not going to use AirPrint. Mm. And there's not really anything much else new for the iPhone. The rest of the stuff is iPad stuff.
Yeah. And what about you, Jesse? What are your favorite features on it, mate?
Well, you know, the mail is a little nicer.
Yep.
The iPad feels a little less... I don't know. There was a bit of an unfinished quality to the 3.2 that came out on the original iPad. Mm. And in fact, maybe this is why we were mentioning, I think, before the show was coming on. It seemed a little strange because it seems like rumors now are that there's already a 4.3 and will come out, you know, before the end of the year, which is right in the middle of holiday season, which I guess you could do with software, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But
hey, what do you think about
exactly
multitasking on the iPad?
Well, hang on, Bob. Let him finish.
So I just was wondering, you know, why they might want to do that. That's, of course, a rumor. But It does seem like maybe the 4.2 release is just to get things fixed and, you know, get the iPad working for the holidays. So.
Do you catch up to the iPhone.
Do you own an iPad, Jesse?
Oh, sure. You know what? But we have a bunch of these devices. The devices that I don't have are the Apple TV because I don't have a television. But
you're kidding me. You don't have a TV. What the hell?
I know. It's sacrilegious. I spend too much time programming to watch TV. But I'll tell you, if I did have a TV, and I may get one this year, I think I would be a more digital type type TV user than a cable type.
Buy a TV, man.
TV is great.
Yeah, TV. I love TV, but they've actually got rid of the bloody phone support.
Yeah, I've been trying to contact them because I downloaded a movie, Iron Man 2, to watch, and I got 49 minutes into it, and the file was corrupt.
Oh, that sucks.
I deleted it, but if I try and buy it again, it's just going to charge me again. I sent off an email to support, but who knows if that's going to get answered because there's people complaining on Facebook saying, when are you guys going to reply to support?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're so slow. It's unbelievable over there. All right.
Here's my question. You guys with the iPads, do you really care at all about the switch on the side is now sort of a mute button, but not really a mute button instead
wouldn't,
of the orientation thing?
Would not worry
you
me.
You don't care.
I don't care.
I hear all this travesty. Oh, my God, it doesn't stop the orientation lock anymore. What the hell? Apple, you suck. That's it. I'm getting an Android pad or something.
But I do love...
Surely that's a tiny little thing, and all you have to do is press a software button and it'll lock the orientation anyway. It's not like it's gone.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just move somewhere else.
But I do love the multitasking and the folders on the iPad and that sort of thing. That's one big feature that I like, the multitasking.
I tell you what I don't like about 4.2.
Yep.
I don't get the free Find My iPhone stuff.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, that's another thing we need to mention too.
It's only for the iPhone 4 and the iPad and iPod Touch 4th generation, but my 3GS doesn't get it.
Well,
what the hell, Apple?
You need an iPhone 4, mate. That's what Apple are trying to do, make people get iPhone 4s. And
it's not that it's not possible. It's just that they don't want it to do. Want you to do it.
Yeah. But I love Find My iPhone. It's a great feature. I got it on my iPad and my iPhone 4. Love it.
You could still use the .Mac to find your 3G, right?
Yeah, you have to sign up to that, though.
Yeah, right.
This one is free.
Jeez.
But apparently, I heard on one of the other podcasts that I listened to that developers have been looking through the code for the update for 4.21, and there's some code in there that in the future there's going to be free limited .me me.com accounts from Apple. So, at the moment, if you want to synchronize your stuff and have your contacts and calendar, you have to pay like $99 a year or whatever, depending on what country you're in. They're going to have some free limited accounts where you get a bit of storage. Maybe you can put your calendar, contacts, and a bit of disk space up there for free. And then the others you have to pay if you want it increased.
You have to watch ads for Disney or anything?
Don't know. I think he's gone. Anyway, Bob, what's been going on, mate?
Nothing much. Just been just finished my job up and trying to donate more time to TechLuster. But
good stuff, mate.
Not
good stuff.
Much really major. Like just trying to get back on track. Really.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Listen, if you guys don't need me, I should sign off.
Yeah, go ahead, Jake, Jesse. Thanks for having been on, mate. We're going to keep going, and welcome back anytime, mate.
I'd love to, and again, congrats on the
Thank
app,
you.
And you know, it's good to hear about Bilby's and stuff.
Thank you. And before you go, mate, where can they find you on the internet?
Oh yeah, you can visit my lovely iPhone and iPad app creation company at Object Enterprises. That's OEINC, like OE Inc. .com.
Okay.
And of course, that exciting upcoming startup, which there's nothing to do there yet. But if you want to visit mt.ly to type in something really short into your browser, you're welcome to do that as well.
We'll do, mate.
And check us out in a few months when we ship.
Can you throw them two links into Skype as well? I'll put them into the show notes as well when the podcast is over.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
If you can.
Just paste some stuff into the text of the conversation.
Yeah, just into the Skype there. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Oh, yeah, I can handle that.
Yep, wicked, mate.
All right, guys. Thanks
again. All right, cheers, mate. Thanks.
See you around.
Bye. Thanks. All right, see so, Bob, Techluster, how are you liking it?
It's all right. Like, it's going to be developing more in the future, hopefully, but, you know, I'm just... This is just in beta at the moment. It's not completely, you know, fully functional yet. It's just getting developed. You know, it's taken quite a long time, but hopefully I'm going to get a bit more done in the upcoming weeks.
I like the logos, you know, they're quite nice.
Christmas is coming up soon, so that I'll be doing very much time then, but after Christmas, definitely, it's going to all kick off then. So, all right. This year, maybe not. Next year, definitely.
For sure, for sure. All right. Any guests that want to be on the show, Bob, how can they get hold of you or me?
Just check out our website, and there should be an email address somewhere on the description or about or something like that.
Okay.
Or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook.
All right, wicked, man. Dylan, what's been going on in your world, mate?
Oh, been same old, quiet. Same old. Just doing more of the same stuff. More blog posts. I'm doing 5 days a week now, and I'm doing. Oh, actually, tomorrow we've got a big show coming up. I'm Roberto from Throwboy.com is cool. Coming on the show tomorrow.
He's actually going to be on next week's show.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Great. And you want an exclusive small announcement?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm starting another show.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
Well, as you know, I wanted to use the name, obviously, Tech for a podcast, but then I ended up using that for the name of my Locker Gnome blog.
Okay.
So I figured, well, I can still use it. I'll create another show and call it the Obviously Tech Podcast, and it's going to be a video podcast, and I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes. I'm not sure if I want to do 3 days a week or 5 days a week yet, but that'll be starting in early December, and more details on that in the future.
Wicked, man. And that's going to be to do with any sort of tech stuff and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it'll be, like I said, under 10 minutes, somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes, either 3 or 5 days a week. It'll just be the tech news that I care about and anything going on in the tech world that I want to talk about.
That's good.
Are you going to have guests on it?
Sometimes.
Cool. Sometimes. All right. Now me and Bob are going to be on your show in a couple of weeks. Is that correct, Dylan? Me and Bob?
I believe so. You're going to have to schedule that with Kat because she handles that stuff now, but yes.
Yeah, I think she did. I think we're going to be on December the 6th, I think it is. Or something like that, anyway. And Jason, what else have you been up to, mate? I'm just trying to kill time.
Me? As everyone knows, I had the Tech Talk Radio app, but that got rejected by Steve from Apple because it didn't have enough functionality in it. So at the moment, I've bought the Corona programming system for iPhone and Android and some other devices in the future, and I'm looking into maybe doing some games on there. So I've been reading up a lot of their websites, watching the tutorial videos and things like that. So I'm looking really excited and looking forward to putting together some games and things using Lua programming language, which I've never used before, but it looks really easy and the kind of thing that I've always wanted to do. They're like, they have an example on their website to put an image onto the screen with Objective-C, which is Apple's way of doing it, takes about 25 lines, and to do it with their programming system is one line. So
oh, nice.
Much easier, less complicated stuff to worry about, and really easy to program with. So I've got some ideas of game types I'd like to do, so I'm going to practice some programming over the next, you know, whatever, and try and get something done there.
All right, cool, man. Now, also, Jason, we want to get you on the Techluster podcast as well. To chat about your site.
Yeah, not a problem. And I'm also doing the Ask Mac Talk podcast as one of the guest hosts on there as well.
Wicked, mate. What days do you do that?
We record Tuesday night, but it gets published the week after on Thursday.
Oh, cool. All right, good stuff.
So you should be able to download the podcast of that. People write in with questions either to the feedback link or on Twitter to the Ask Mac Talk Twitter client account, and we have a discussion about it and come up with suggestions for things or how to resolve issues and that kind of thing. So it's really interesting stuff. If you've got a problem or whatever, you can just ask anything about Macs and Mac products. Apple right. products.
And what's the web link for that for people to check out?
MacTalk.com.au.
All right. Okay, that's based in Australia, is it?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, and Bob, where can they find you on the internet, mate?
Find me at the Techluster website, techluster.com.
All right.
Or you can find me live sometimes, techluster.com/live-chat. We also have an IRC chat.
We do indeed. We do indeed have an IRC chat and a live page and a embedded chat on the site, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. Now, Bob, have you got any updates on the sponsor at all that you spoke to about the other day?
He still hasn't got back to me, but I'm thinking about going to the shop.
Okay.
Early in the morning tomorrow, but he's been really busy with custom building computers for like clients and stuff. So.
All right, give him a plug, mate. Give him a plug. What's the name of the shop?
It's called Pirate, the Den.
Oh yeah.
Pirate computers. It's a really good shop actually. Really, really good. Really good quality stuff. Custom made computers made to budget to your, you know, specifications and stuff like that.
All right.
The shop's been around for a long while now, and you know, gotta give it its due. It's a really, really good shop.
Wicked, man. Wicked. All right. Dylan needs to go, so I'm going to say goodbye to Dylan. Dylan, you'll be on next week?
I will be on next week. Wicked. Definitely. And we look forward to having you guys on the yep. show as well.
Can't wait.
And I feel bad because Brad, you and Bob have been promised time on the show, but I never invited Jason on the show. So, Jason, we are literally totally booked through the rest of the year now on guests. But if you want to come on in January, you're welcome to.
Well, he can come on with me and Bob if he wants to, because he's part of the Tech Webcast as well. So we'll probably mention Tech Webcast as well on the show too. Is that all right, Dylan?
That would be 6 people, and I never do over 5. That's just
too much.
That's too much. Okay,
rule.
That's cool.
I never do over 5. That's my rule. But, Jason, if you want to come on in January, we'd like to have you on.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, cool, man. All right, Dylan, stay tuned for this week. He's getting an iPod Touch. It's going to be pretty cool.
Sweet.
I look forward to it. I will be doing some reviews, and my first app review will be the Tech Webcast app.
Oh, nice. Good stuff. Can't wait. Can't wait. All right, well, this has been episode 106. Jason, where can they find you on the internet, mate?
106. Did I say
103? Sorry, I can't keep up. I'm not thinking.
JasonOakley.me website or bluebilby.com.
Okay, and you find me on TechLuster, Brad Oz, and TechLuster. Yeah, I'm not thinking today.
And Warlock on Twitter, WAULOK.
Wicked, mate. And Bob, always been good talking to you, mate.
Yeah, you too, bro.
And we'll talk after the show about the podcast. Enjoy.
Welcome to Tech Webcast, Tech Talk for Geeks, Australia's leading technology podcast. Download our shows via iTunes. Follow our Twitter username, Tech Webcast. Visit our website at www.techwebcast.info. Join our forum and discuss technology and all geeky things. Tech Webcast.